Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about NVIDIA. That's been the stock that has been going crazy.
Yes.
Let's talk about the run that has been on, and then let's talk about if it's too late for people to invest in NVIDIA.
Yeah, it's been one of the greatest runs I've seen probably since 2008 or 2009. Unstoppable. Still love AMD. We'll talk about AMD later. Mm-hmm. Is it too late to get in? You have to wait for a pullback. For sure. Like, if you miss the boat, there's nothing you can do. Sometimes, like, we've all seen the videos of people on Instagram, like, they're trying to run and jump on a cruise, but it's already left the dock.
Yeah.
It's too late. For those of you who have been in the stock since $50 or $100, I would take off maybe 25% of profit so you can bank some of those gains that you've had. But you have to wait. I'll give a price here probably in 2 weeks after we adjust a little bit. But sometimes, like, we'll talk about it, but like when a sector is getting really big and the government is telling you, hey, this sector is really important, you got to invest in the top 2 players. I really think that Taiwan Semiconductor could have had this gain if they didn't have the threat of China.
I'm going to touch on that in a second.
Yeah. So, but kudos to everyone who's made money off NVIDIA. Some people, I mean, on the option side, I was up like 14,000%.
You know some people.
Just a few. I mean, listen, Troy gave y'all a call for the group chat. Hey, those who took advantage of it, great job. But if you're holding, please continue to hold this for the next 4 or 5 years. They're only going to get bigger. I promise. I still won't break my promise to the gentleman I talked to, but I told you they're going to take over a certain space. They're partnering with some big banks that are working on some ChatGPT-like services for the investment space. Partnership with Microsoft is in place.
Mm-hmm.
This company is doing amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting when we talk about too late. Because it's been a wild 3 years for NVIDIA.
Yeah.
And even on Thursday when we saw all the analysts, they had to change their rating, right? It was, everybody was bullish.
Yep.
And the target price is now going from 330 to everybody's at 500. I think 500 was the consensus.
Yep.
And so when the average investor is looking at that, they're like, wait, 500?
Yeah.
Oh, there's still some space to run.
Yep.
But that's when you have to, again, do your research, right? Because a company jumping, especially a company like NVIDIA.
Of that size.
I mean, what is it? $183 billion?
Yeah.
In market cap value in 2 days, up 25%. That doesn't happen. Yeah. It doesn't happen. So and I'm glad you used the year 2008, 2009, because it kind of felt like that iPhone moment.
Yeah, pretty
this
much.
This was their iPhone moment.
Where they took over. They took pole position.
They took, and it by a landslide, I think, in terms of market cap value, NVIDIA's nearly at $1 trillion now.
Yeah.
And number two is AMD at like $183 million.
Yeah, that's a huge gap.
They made their AMD's market cap in a two-day span.
Yeah.
I mean, so the gap is so wide in terms of the separation in these semiconductors. The other part is that, it's like I said, it's been a wild ride over the last 3 years. And so the first run for NVIDIA was during the semiconductor SMH run, and we saw that during the pandemic. And then top of 2022, we saw the NASDAQ pull back. And we saw that, wait, maybe there wasn't a shortage of semiconductors.
Yeah.
But what was fueling it was, number one, gaming.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're making GPUs, which is important for the space. And then it was crypto.
Yeah.
I don't think most people realize that part of it. Like,
had a big impact.
Has a huge impact because when people are mining crypto, they're using those GPUs to do it. And so in 2022, and you called that, we said that crypto, you said that crypto was going to go under 20,000. You saw what happened to NVIDIA's price.
Yeah.
It got down to 108. Got down to 108. But what's happened over the past 8 months is generative AI.
Yep.
And so now the use case isn't just gaming, and it isn't just reliant solely on crypto or those two together. Now AI.
And enterprise.
Yep. And now the difference is, like, when cryptocurrency or the mining of it, it was like, what's the use case for this?
Yeah.
What is the real use case, right? And then you get something like generative AI and obviously ChatGPT now.
Yep.
And you can see the use case. And so now everybody's looking at this like, we have to have this. We need to figure out how we can implement this. We need to create more data centers. And if you look at the driving force of why the stock went up, it was because the increase in data centers ordering these chips. When they tried to put ChatGPT together, it took 10,000 NVIDIA GPUs.
Yeah.
10,000.
Yeah. Right? I mean, and they were selling
out. That.
When I burned up my motherboard on my desktop, just to get the GeForce replacement NVIDIA, it took 3 months to get one in.
Yeah.
So now I had to like go to like my buddy and be like, hey, can you order one?
One.
And then people were waiting 6 months. There was already demand there.
Right.
But for them to switch, like you said, and then become big in crypto, then on the enterprise side, which has not fully been revealed. Like, that plan hasn't even been fully talked about publicly yet, not even on the earnings call. So the run there is going to be like something we've never seen. I do want to see what they're able to do the next quarter, but their lead, it would be like if you drop LeBron off in the 1950s in the NBA and was like, hey, play. Like, that's how much of a gap they have on the AMD.
The gap is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And a part of it was that when we look at the surge, people are like, how did this happen? Well, they offered their future guidance. And so we're talking about what it looks like in the future. They're saying they're looking at 50% increase in sales for next year's quarter.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's tough. Is it too late, though?
You have to wait for a better price.
Right. And I know people look at, like, the RSI, right? So relative strength.
That does not matter.
Let me just tell people because they're going to look at it.
Yes.
I know you hate RSI. But
I don't
hate it. People use it.
It's like, but, okay.
Let me just tell them what it
is. Go ahead.
Let me tell them. So, because, you know, there's a new view every day.
That's true.
So the relative strength index is an indicator to tell people if a stock has been overbought or oversold. Now, it ranges from 0 to 100. When it's about, I like the range of 20 and below. If the score is 20 and under, it's been oversold, which means it might be a good time to buy.
Yeah.
If it's 70, I go 70, some people say 80. If the score is 70 or above, that means it's been overbought.
Yeah.
Probably not a good time to buy right now
because
it's really bullish, right? Bearish and bullish. NVIDIA's at 83.
Okay, let me do my trader thing.
Right,
what time frame are you looking at on the RSI to know if you're getting an accurate read of where the market is going?
So when mine personally, well, if I use it, I usually keep it on the 14.
Okay.
14 day.
Yeah.
Right? And so like that gives me a gauge of like, all right, what has been happening over the past 2 weeks? You could put it out a little further.
Yeah.
Let me just see what's happened over the past couple of weeks. And so when I saw it at 83, I'm like, ooh, okay. I've been in the position for a while, obviously, from stocks and options. Yeah. But then I looked at the whole sector, Right now, I'm not looking just solely on what this one semi's doing.
Yeah.
I want to see what all the semis are doing.
The whole
and if you look at...
Yeah, it's above 70.
I mean, you got AMD at 89.
Yeah.
You got Intel at 82. Like,
yeah. Which Intel shouldn't be there.
It shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, majority of these semis are in this overbought category if we're going to the relative strength index.
Yeah. Yeah. My only thing about RSI is, like, no hedge funds use them. You don't have to listen to me. Listen to what the top five governments, top five traders, top five investment, Paul Tudor Jones, Warren Buffett, Einhorn, none of them use RSI. Sometimes they'll give us an indicator as a retail trader to use that they'll pair against us. Mm. Sometimes. So like if it's something like when I go to like Stifel or if I see anyone trading on the floor, they never use that as a way to assess. I know some traders are going to be like, hey, I use it. If you're using it, it works for you. I will say use a higher time frame though to get an accurate assessment. But yeah, the entire sector, especially AMV, is like towards its highest. Mm-hmm. You got to wait for a better price to be able to get in.
Here's some advice.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use it. I'm going to just give you some information.
Yep.
How about that? When we look at the space, and obviously NVIDIA has gone on a run, there's a couple things we need to know. NVIDIA designs chips. They do not make chips.
Yep.
Do you know who makes NVIDIA chips?
Who makes them?
Taiwan Semiconductor.
Yes.
So if we're looking at it from a space where it's like NVIDIA's run.
Yeah.
And you know what? It might be too high for us to get into it. Well, who's making those chips?
Yeah.
The same company we keep talking about when we brought it up with Buffett, the number one producer of the semis.
Would you trade it or would you invest it long term?
I'm just saying that we should put it on our watch list.
Okay.
It should be on your watch list. Yeah. If it isn't, it should be. Here's another company. And this is, and if you watch NVIDIA's run on Thursday and Friday, when it kept saying the reason it ran was because of the data storage.
Yeah.
Well, who is the semi company that is running the data storage? Marvell Technologies.
Yeah.
If you watched how that the two have paired with each other over the past couple of weeks, you can see that MRVL.
VL, yep.
If you look at the ticker, just watch the chart. Keep it on your watch list because these are businesses that are flourishing because of what's happening, right? So if we're talking about data storage and data analysts, they need the storage, right? Because if you're thinking about generative AI, yes, they're creating prompts, but those things are being stored somewhere. It's because it has to remember so that the next time it gets prompted, it can give you a proper, that has to be stored somewhere. And so a company like Marvell makes sense. A company like TSM makes sense for a number of reasons, but especially in this NVIDIA climb. Keep an eye on those two.
Also, invest in the top two. Please put in chat, investing is really easy. Invest in the top two. AMD and NVIDIA have been the top two in the space for 6 years. When that, everyone's asking, is Intel a good replacement? No, Intel is dead. Sorry. Is SOXL a good replacement? No. Sometimes you just miss a move.
Yeah.
If I would have came to you with the idea for Market Mondays 4 years from now, it's Rashad, like, it's too late. It's too, sometimes you have to get it on the ground floor early.
Yeah.
And then be a part and ride. If you didn't catch it early, it's okay. Go to the next sector and look. But the only thing that concerns me with Taiwan Semiconductor is like the geopolitical risk with China.
Yes.
And things can go well, but one day it can go really bad. I don't like to have that much risk on the table.
And we spoke about
that. Yeah, so we can swing trade it.
Right.
But I wouldn't hold it for long term.
Yeah.
And what about, so will it crash in the future? Do you see NVIDIA crashing? Because usually when stocks go up that much, we see that happen with Tesla. We've seen a lot of these things. Usually when stocks go up this much in a short period of time, they correct hard or sometimes they even crash.
Yeah.
So now people are looking at like, is it time to short NVIDIA?
I wouldn't short it because the percentage of shorts I think is less than 2%.
Mm.
When I looked last.
What, that percentage of shorts, that 2% as far as what?
Like the overall number of shares that's available now that people have been like shorting is only 2%. And you don't never want to jump in front of a train. Like once you have this much momentum, and we have to look and see, there's not many sectors that are hot at all internationally, let alone in the States. Mm-hmm. NVIDIA is like the one company besides Apple and Microsoft that produced, they gave a crypto-like game and everyone jumped on it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go against the momentum, but we'll look, pull back. Yeah, I think it'll come back to probably 340-ish. Anytime, because it went from 300 up to 389. It'll probably come back down to 340. Like, it'll settle for sure. and then you can find an opportunity to get back in. But in 2 weeks, I'll give a price, but it won't continue to gap up and go up 100% again in like a
month. Yeah, it's up 160% on the year, which is like options, futures numbers. Like it's crazy.
Insane.
Here's the real question, and I try to find it myself. So I'm going to ask you, the master investor.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a competitor?
They don't have one competitor right now.
Okay. That's the answer I have.
Yeah, at this moment. Like, so AMD, way behind. But in a few years, I'm going to be very transparent. One of the biggest competitors in a few years will be Meta. Like, I know everyone's always like, yo, you anti-Meta. Shout out to everyone there. I appreciate you. But Meta, Google, Apple will get in the chip space heavily in the next 3 or 4 years. But I think Meta will be one of the biggest competitors. But like as far as for the next 2 years, they have a clear runway. They have a clear runway. This is like AOL in 1995. And like they have a large lead right now that most people won't be able to catch up with for a long time.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So what's the new target for NVIDIA going forward?
I said it last week, but and I know everyone adjusted as a result. But I have NVIDIA going to 450 in less than a year. Then I have it at 556 in about a year and a half. So if you're like looking to extend out where you want to exit on the long-term side, those are the two prices I would give. Remember, I was calling 450 before people thought it was going to, like, I don't know the earnings was going to be this amazing. But at the trajectory it was going, like, 450 was inevitable. But 556 in like a year and a half or 2 years is where I think they'll be.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.